All right, Yishak Koth again to Dr. Weiss for organizing this, let's get going. So this topic has been started by the group that comes here for the regular Monday night show, the regular Monday night slots. We've already been discussing the issue of lowering the flame on Yom Tov. That's what we got up to. Simitav Kuf Yudalev. In Shulchan Aruch and Hilchos Yantiv. So I figured with that we would go, we got a little bit stuck 2 weeks ago, and I figured we'd go back and let's analyze the sugya and let's come out with a pshat. So the Gemara starts, the one that on the source sheet, where does it start? How did you start?
Ula
Ikla. Ula Ikla Bei Rav Yehuda. And Ula came to the house of Rav Yehuda. Kam Shmaya Zakaf Le Lishraga. And his assistant went and blew out the candle or took care of the candle. So Eisvei Rav Yehuda Ula. Eisvei asked Rav Yehuda, what's going on? Hanosin Shemun Bener Chayiv Mishum Avir. Bahamistapik Mimenu Chayiv Mishum Mechabe. All right, so what's going on here? How can you do that? Somebody who puts, I know seen Shemen Benir, someone puts oil into a candle, they are chayav mishu mavir, they are chayav because of lighting. And if you take oil out, so you are chayav, them's fighting's words, right? That seems to indicate something pretty strong. Mishu mechabe, you're obligated mishu mechabe. So I'm like, lo adaita, you're right, I didn't know. So that's sugya number one. Amarav, the next sugya is Amarav, Kanva Shari. That Kanva, how do we translate Kanva? What is it translated as there? To cut off the top of the candle, what?
Snuffing the wick.
Snuffing the wick. I didn't translate it. That's the Sansino translation. So Kanva Shari. Okay, so snuffing the wick, cutting off part of the wick is mutter. Okay.
Snuffing.
How do we say snuffing? What is it? What is snuffing?
Smothering
it.
So the wick would still be there. The wick would remain as opposed to cutting off.
To make it shenasakasan shakarin bakir. Rashi says limchud rosh hapsila shenasat pecham. That becomes a
charcoal.
Is charcoal, right? Okay.
Carbon.
All right. Good. So, boy, mine abba bar marsa me abay ma'u lichbus asaner. What's the din about turning off a ner mifnei davar acher? So that was sugya one. Was that to turn off the light? He said that it's to take oil out from the light. He said it's chayiv to do this kanva, whatever kanva is. So that we say is mutter. Okay. And then boy, mine abba bar marsa me abay ma'u lichbus asaner mifnei davar acher. So what about do we extinguish the candle in order to redava acher, in order to have bia? One's only supposed to have relations when it is in the dark. So I'm a low Efsha Bavayas Acher. What do you mean? Why do you have to do it there? Go do it someplace else. So Ain Lobayas Acher. No, you can't go someplace else. So my. What happens if you can't go someplace else? So Efsha Lassos Lomachitzos may put a wall up. Nah, you can't put a wall up. Meaning he keeps avoiding the question. Ain Lassos Machitza. My, what if you can't do that? So Efsha Lichbos Alavis Akli. So maybe cover it up with something. Say, no, you can't do that. Ain Lo Kli. There's no vessels around to cover up the candle with. So my. So I'm a lay. Usser. So he says back to him, if that's the case, if you can't do any of these things, it's usser. I mean, you're not allowed to extinguish the flame in order to have relations. So Eisve, the Gemara asks, Ein mechavin es habika k'dei lachus aleha, that we don't extinguish a piece of wood in order to have lachus aleha, to have... How do we translate
save it,
right? But in order to save the house, it is mutter. So Amalei, or a kader, or a pot, it is mutter. So Amalei, ahi Rabbi Yehuda, he kamina ana l'rabbanon. So that is all Rabbi Yehuda's shita, and we hold according to the Rabbanon. Okay, so what does that mean? We hold according to the Rabbanon. So Rabbi Yehuda says, Makshi ochal nefesh are mutter. Rabbi Yehuda said, something is mutter. Rabbi Yehuda says, something in this realm is permissible. While we assume that it, while we're holding at the Chachamim, that it is usser. Okay, so, So what is that we are permitting according to Rabbi Yehuda? And here, unfortunately, where is Mark still not here?
I'm holding.
Right, I'm holding like the Chachamim. Okay, good. I'm kind of Ka'imna Ana L'Rabbanu. I'm holding according to the Rabbanu. So at this point, I wish we had these source sheets to go forward, because then you'll see that there's a Tosfos
And I also have my notes to make sure I'm not skipping anything.
No,
I know. That's a different Tosfos. I put in a big stuff right in the middle here. So Tosfos says, Ahi Rabbi Yehuda, right? What is this sheet of Rabbi Yehuda? So Tosfos says that he says, the Ichale L'chol Tzarcheichem. That he says that these things are all permissible, L'chol Tzarcheichem. What does it mean, L'chol Tzarcheichem? What is he referring to when he says, for all of your needs? So those that have come all the time, shavu chol nefesh means it has to be everybody will get enjoyment from it, but mean mitoch shehudr, it's talking about mitoch shehudr l'tzorei chol nefesh, gam kein hudr shelo l'tzorei chol nefesh. If something is permissible for food, food is not the only enjoyment one is permitted to do malachos for the sake of yantif. Is that Mark? Ah, oh, here we go. Good. So that's for the end.
Only one. I didn't get the second sheet. Got a few.
I need that. Well, I'm the only one that needs the notes.
Okay. And this, I guess, we can just put out. That would be me now.
Oh, can I have a spare sheet also? There we go. Oh, okay, fine. So how do we
speak about
Christmas? Should I not put this Tosos on the sheet?
12.
That's a different Tosos. Oopsie. Okay, I'm sorry. This Tosfos did not make it onto the page. Did not make it onto the sheet. So Tosfos writes. Tosfos writes that Bim Tomer v'ha'anan paskinan l'kaman halach. So what is the sheet of Rabbi Yehuda? I mean, he said, you who say that it's mutter to blow out, that's only according to Rabbi Yehuda sheet of it. We hold like the Chachamim. So what's the Rabbi Yehuda sheet that he's referring to? So he's referring to, says Tosfos, the sheet of mitoch. The mitoch shehutter l'tzorech ochel nefesh, gam kin hutter shelo l'tzorech ochel nefesh. It says it's mutter for the purpose of eating, so too it's mutter for all things that we do on Yantif. So if that's the case, ask Tosos, we hold like Rabbi Yehuda. I mean, we hold like we paskin. The Tosos says we're going to say in a couple of blats that we paskin like Rabbi Yehuda. We hold like this idea of mitoch. So why is it so very nice? You want to say that's Rabbi Yehuda, we're holding like Chachamim, but we're supposed to hold like Rabbi Yehuda. If we hold like Rabbi Yehuda, we should what? It should be permissible to blow out the candle l'tzorech tashvi shemitah for the purposes of having relations. Right now it's coming back. Remember this. 2 weeks ago? Whatever. Okay. So it should be permissible to blow out the candle l'tzorech tashmi shavita. So, v'ha'anan tasin l'kaman halachak Rabbi Yehuda asked Tosos. So Tosos answer, v'yesh lomar demasik aleha v'ein morin kein. So Tosos says, well, you forgot. That halacha, yes, it's true we paskin like Rabbi Yehuda, but on that halacha we also paskin ein morin kein. We paskin that you're not supposed to teach it to anybody else. If we're not supposed to teach it to anybody else, that's why it's not taught in this Gemara for the rabbin.
So he didn't want to tell him.
That goes back and gives a shot. So what's the deal with putting up with throwing a fire? Why are you bothering me about putting up a fire? Put up a wall. No, there's no wall. I mean, that's why he's pushing off the question. Was it in motion? That's answer number one of Tosfos. Answer number two of Tosfos is says the Ishlomer the Hadisharinon Midrash de Lachem Hainudafka Bidavar Shuhu Ochel Nefesh Abadavar She'eno Elo Latashmish Bialma, that which is totally permissible are only things that are Ochel Nefesh, that are real Ochel Nefesh. Those things that are only Latashmish Bialma, that are not Bechain and so too not to burn the kedera not to smoke the kedera would be usr. That yes, it is true that we matter certain things, but certain things we don't. I mean, yes, it is true that we do permit this idea of mitoch, but mitoch does not apply across the board. Okay, so that is the That is so far what's going on in this Gemara. That yes, it's true that in theory one should be able to blow out the candle for other things. That not necessarily. It could be that the prohibition, the malacha of mechaved, the prohibition, the malacha of burning things out, is not included under these under the rules of permission of mitoch, under the heter mitoch.
But the Gemara says though that. That's
the,
that's Rabbi Huda. This is the
Rabbanan.
So
I hear. I mean, they said that that's Rabbi Huda's shita. So you could say two things: either Rabbi Huda's shita doesn't extend to all malachos, meaning we'll hold the Rabbi Huda for real ochal nefesh malachos, but for things that aren't real ochal nefesh malachos, we won't hold like Rabbi Huda. That's within the pshat of the Gemara. If you get in the words of the Gemara, I think that's what you have to say. That we don't accept all of Rabbi Yehuda, we don't accept Rabbi Yehuda across the board, only for certain things. Okay? Yeah?
This Gemara seems to equate turning on with turning off. And we don't really hold that way in general.
So why don't we, what do you mean?
We don't turn off the flames.
What?
Because it's a pilot light.
We're
not the pilot lights. We're still in the year 300 here. Pilot lights don't come around for another 800 years. Yeah, Sheldon.
We don't usually put out flames.
Right. So why not? But we also don't turn on flames just for the sake of turning on. We don't turn on lights.
No, but we don't light flames from a match either.
Hmm?
We answer the flame and we don't put it out.
Okay, but first of all, this story is not necessarily on Yontif. That story could be on Shabbos. Does not have to be on Yontif. It could be on Shabbos. In fact, that I just looked in the Amish Benir, so yeah, that's what it is. It's talking about on Shabbos. That first story is talking about on Shabbos. Amistachim imenu chay mishum mechabe. So why things are different for us, we'll get to right now. Okay, so let's go back. Now we have our source sheet and we have my notes, so you can actually look in order. So the Rambam writes, there are two important Rambams. The Rambam writes, "Ein mechabenes adleika kedei lahatzil mamun biyontov." One is not permitted to blow out a candle in order to save money on yontov. Kederek she'ein mechaben b'shabbos, just as you're not allowed to extinguish on Shabbos. El manicha v'yotze, rather leave it and go. Ve'ein mechaben es haner mifnei tashmish hamita el kofar lav kli o osa mechitza. And you're not allowed to blow out the candle for tashmish hamita, rather covered with the kli or make a wall. Be'no levein haner or mitziu levei sacher, go someplace else. Be'meino yachol lasos achas b'kol elu. It doesn't matter, it's still usher to be mechabe, and also it's prohibited to have tashmish. So yes, the fact that the fire is on is going to make it difficult for you to have for somebody to have relations over the course of yontif.
You have to allow for oxygen.
Yes. I saw that. I think even the Rishonim say point that out. That you can't. Right. Rambam number two. You don't have to do the whole Rambam, but just the Rambam at the end. The Rambam adds in something else. Lest one think, says the Rambam, or not says the Rambam, but us while reading the Rambam, lest one think that, yeah, Tashmish is usser because that's not Ochel Nefesh, but if it was actual Ochel Nefesh, it would be Mutter. So says the Rambam, not even that. The last line of the Rambam, Perek Dad, Allah Chavav, says, Vein mechaven es ha'esh, kedei shelo tis'ashin ha'kedera o habayis. And nor are you allowed to extinguish the fire so that the kedera, so that the pot of food, won't get burnt. Right, so what does this Rambam seem to be saying? The Rambam doesn't seem to be saying, but he is saying that even letzorich ochel nefesh, even for the purposes of food, even for the purpose of otherwise I won't have anything to eat over yontif. Maybe the Rambam doesn't go that far, but even for the purpose of making our food better, still mechab is us, still kibui is us, they're still extinguishing us.
He says hello to Shashin Akedera. Akedera
is not speaking about the food.
It's the empty pot, probably.
He's not speaking about the food.
He's talking about the food.
They should say,
you should
like kalkalar or something like that.
No, that's the Lashon. The Gemara was talking about that case. The Gemara was talking about the case of Tisashin Hakadir. That was the example the Gemara used. I think so.
So
No, and that's
then why would the why would Rambam have to say well, habayis then? I mean,
what?
All right, okay.
That's nice. For the food you can, certainly for the house you can.
But, I mean, that's how the Magen Mishnah says. The Magen Mishnah says, "Las das Rabbeinu." The end of this Magen Mishnah says. First of all, we'll do the whole Magen Mishnah. V'yish makshim azim masha. Not the whole this part. V'yish makshim azim masha. Amu perak in sadon halacha Rabbi Yehuda. But I the halacha is like Rabbi Yehuda, and we permit things because of mitoch. So v'tirtzu shelo kol hamakshirim shavim. Then no, they're not all the same. V'yish shahalacha behem k'Rabbi Yehuda. And there are some that we do hold like Rabbi Yehuda. Mitoch kach asu lachavos es habika mifnei hadleika mifnei atashmish. Therefore, it's prohibited to extinguish the flame for these reasons. But in order to save the food, he adds in, but that's the words of the Rashi. Okay, that's mutter. That's considering that you won't have another place to turn. I mean, if you don't have another place to turn, and you're not going to be able to eat otherwise, so to save the food, that's mutter. However, the Rambam. Lesor hakol, he answers everything. That the Rambam, however, prohibits everything. That's kiboy, even for the purposes of uchal nefesh, even for the purposes of food itself. Says the Rambam is prohibited.
But he allows you to cook. But he doesn't allow.
He doesn't allow you to extinguish. Why wouldn't he? Why would he not allow you to extinguish? So that's a mark. Why would he allow you to extinguish for the purposes of? Of lowering for a flame. So the answer is because cooking is a, according to the Rambam, he would say that cooking is a food related malacha. I mean, why do you cook? You cook for the purpose of having food.
Right.
Why do you do kibbutz? What's the real prohibition of kibbutz?
To save the food.
No.
What you're saying in this case is to save the food.
But that's not what kibbutz is about.
Huh?
Kibbutz is
save the fuel.
But kibbutz is a different category of malacha. Kibbutz is some other is a malacha having to do with making coals or something like that.
But the Gemara was interested in making sure that we had food on the table.
Yeah. So they permitted food related malachos. But malachos that are not food related, within the opinion of the Rambam, are all prohibited.
To save fuel is one thing, but to save the food is
right,
also
right.
Food
so related. Again, so
take it off the fire.
Even if that's not an option, at least at first glance, the Rambam is saying that even that would be even if that's not an option, it's prohibited. Why? Because there are different categories of malachos. Some malachos are food related malachos. I mean, cooking is a food related malacha. Boer, separating, is a food related malacha. Shchita is a food related malacha. Kibbutz is not a food related malacha. So sometimes it's used for the purposes of food. Once in a while, when you have this flame and it's too hot and you want to lower it, you do kibbutz for purposes of food. No other option we'll get to shortly.
Okay.
It doesn't matter. It's not a food related malacha. We don't permit non food related malachas within the context of the Rambam. Okay? In Rambam world.
But he didn't establish it's not. In every case, it's not food related because in the case of saving the food, meaning if you don't reduce the flame,
essence, it's not food related.
Right, the essence of the malacha.
It's never used for, like for example, it could be that somehow building will make me some food, like my cheeses or something.
Right,
building is not a food related malacha.
Not directly
essence,
related. Not directly related. But here, if I don't turn the flame down, I may not have the food that
right.
I was originally allowed to.
So the Rambam says tough.
You might want to kill a fly so it doesn't get into the food.
You go back to the malachas of the Mishkan. What were they doing in the Mishkan? They were making food in the Mishkan for some malachas, and for others you weren't. You were making a Mishkan.
Okay. So the Magen Mishnah disagrees with the Rambam.
No. The Magen Mishnah is quoting both. Magen Mishnah is pointing out that there are shitas that disagree with the Rambam.
Oh.
Right? That the Rashba disagrees with the Rambam. We're going to point out other people disagree with the Rambam. The Rif happens to agree with the Rambam, which is why Shulchan Aruch Paskins like the Rambam. But
reversed. Rambam holds like the Rif.
Okay, the Rambam holds like the Rif, but which is why Shulchan Aruch is going to hold that way, as we'll see shortly. But there are opinions that disagree. Let's see the other opinion that disagree. I didn't put even though the Rashba made the original Ma'ariv Mekomos, the Rashba was taken off. Whatever. I thought the Rush is a little simpler. Vishmamina. Let's see. So this is Rush, source number 5. So that one. V'shma mina d'lei silchas akiyam as nisa ala asur l'chavos es adleikum ifnei b'ein l'chus alev b'ein shalotis ashen hakadera v'abayis it's asur. Behind the asur l'chavos b'ein shalotis ashen hakadera hainu be'efshar l'hatzila. So that which you say is asur to this is what Mark was saying. That which you say that is asur l'chavos to extinguish k'dei shalotis ashen hakadera so that the kadera doesn't get burnt. Hainu be'efshar l'hatzila mi'ishan b'lo kiboy. That's when it's possible to save it from being burnt without doing kiboy. So, for example, how would you do that? I pick it off of this flame and put it on a different flame. But if you have no other fire, if you still have to cook it in fire, and if you don't extinguish it, it's going to get burnt. Meaning it's a big pot and the outside is going to get burnt and the inside is going to get, or the inside is not going to get cooked, one or the other. Right? So in order to save it from being burnt, it's permissible to extinguish for the purpose of ochel nefesh, just like it's mutter to cook and to bake. You hold like the Rush. Okay, you're a Rush man, and that's you're on a good team if you're a Rush man, because let's take a look at the next source. How is this brought down in Shulchan Aruch? The next source is the Shulchan Aruch. Says the Shulchan Aruch, Simin Tav Kuf Yud Dalet, Asur L'Chavos Dleika B'Yom Tov Afilu Imroa Beisu Shenisraf. Right, so prohibited to extinguish the fire on Yom Tov, even if you see a fire on Yom Tov, even if you see that the house is going to burn down. Imein Shams Sekanas Tefashos, as long as nobody is actually in danger. Ve'im Mechavin Habikas V'Afilu Kedei Shelot Yisashin Abayis. Nor can you do kibui to the log. But I feel the log and the lake is a fire. Okay, but I feel the shalot yisashin habayis or akadera, even so that the house or the pot doesn't get burnt. Okay, l'shan shvitas or to have relations, right? So the Mechaber says you're not allowed to for Svardim. I don't know if Svardim actually passing like this, but the Mechaber at least says you're not allowed to extinguish a flame in the house, either to save your house, to save your children, or to save your marriage, to have relations, right? So all three of those are prohibited according to the Mechaber. Straight across, they're all aser. Comes the Ramah, dafkim efshar lahatzil hakadera below kiboy. That's only if it is permissible to save the kadera without extinguishing the flame. Abalim e efshar lahatzil o levashil hakadera binyan acher. But if it's not possible to save it in any other way, rak sheyichave mutter lechavos. So the only way to save the flame is going to do kiboy. So then it's mutter to do kiboy. Okay, so then how does that?
It's the only way.
Okay, so comes Rav Moshe. Rav Moshe in a tshuva. Do we have a date on it? No, I forgot the book at home. So Rav Moshe tshuva number one. We're going to see three tshuvas of Rav Moshe. Tshuva number one. So he says very simply: first, to light a gas pilot light. This is the first tshuva about pilot lights. But we're into the 1900s now. Okay, so v'davar lahadli gas hagaz. Now that it's permissible to light gas on yontiv, me a pilot light pasha shemutu keim bezeh chashash molad eish elahu adlok. Okay, so the Rav Moshe says first that to take from a pilot light and light into your gas burner is permissible because you're taking from an existing flame. Okay, that's not our issue. The second paragraph is our issue. To lower a flame on yontif, that when you want to lower the flame in order so that you don't burn or you don't destroy the cooked object, shebekadera mutter. It's mutter. Ba'akim yachal ani yachisha ha'gadol ha'adlik eish acher. And even if you could leave that fire large and you could turn on a different flame that's going to be smaller, yachal ha'akten eish, you're allowed to lower the flame zev, lo la'adlik eish acher, ki kishahu l'tzorech ha'tavshil, ein chiluk bein hadlaka l'kibwa. Because when it's for the purposes of tavshil, there is no distinction between hadlaka and kibui. Kimachigan kibui muta, because kibui is also permissible. It's orchachal nefesh, kimobi basra. Okay, as he proves. So what Rav Moshe says here, very simply, is once you're doing it for ochal nefesh, once you're doing it for food, there's no distinction. What's the difference between turning on a fire or lowering a fire? They're both malachos. They're both permissible under these circumstances. So you have one flame that's very hot, and you want to lower it for the sake of simmering the food, so you can lower it, no problem. Okay? For the purpose of food so far. Yes?
Only when the food, the pot is on the range. Once you remove that,
Okay. Now so far we're only talking about the food is on top, right? We're only there so far.
Same gas ranges when you turn the moist oven like this. You turn it on, the flame is very high, and you have to go through the high flame to get to the lower flame.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's what I think, that that's mutter. Moshe would say for sure that that's mutter. Yeah.
So what does Moshe do with the Rambam?
Well, he doesn't pass away. The Rambam doesn't
follow the Yashar.
Right. The Rambam doesn't concern him. He holds like the Rama. Rambam doesn't concern him. He assumes like the Rush. Yeah. He assumes like the Rush, the Rama, that Uvenei Yisrael Yotzim Biad Rama. Or Yotze with the, by the way, the Rama. Okay? Good. So the raised Akasha against Rav Moshe from the following Magin Avram. We talked about this in the Shir as well. The Magin Avram says that on that Ramah that we quoted right above, it said, V'yishram dafka im efshar lahatzil hakadir below kibah v'alim. I efshar lahatzil levash hakadir binyan acher rakshi chavim mutul chavim. If it's impossible to save another way, so then you're allowed to erase it. So the Magin Avram says, what would be one of the ways to save to save this pot without extinguishing, without lowering the flame, says the Magen Avraham, kigon sheyachol lasos ish b'makom acher, that the way you would do it would be to raise a flame from someplace else, meaning to start another fire. So the Magen Avraham seems to be advocating lighting another fire rather than extinguishing the previous one.
So he's differentiating between lighting and
extinguishing. So he's saying it's better to be madlik than it is to do kibbutz. So some they ask for against Rav Moshe. What are you doing? How can you pass again? Why would you be holding against the halakha Magen Avraham? So one answer Rav Moshe could say, tough. But Rav Moshe wanted to defend himself. So it wasn't just anybody, but there are plenty of sheets. The Sefer Piskei Tshuva, if you look up this kasha on lowering the flame, so he quotes Rav Moshe, Yesh Misha Kasav is Rav Moshe, that he, I think, is the only one under that category. And then, however, Aval Rov Poskeis Manenu, Asru Adavar. Most of the poskim bizman hazeh asers that. And who does he list? The Chalkas Yaakov, the Midchas Yitzchak, the Abi Omer, the Kenyan Torah, the Aznibru, the Be'er Moshe, the Mishnah Salachas, the Shragim Meir, and the Shmir Shabbos Kehilchas. The Shmir Shabbos Kehilchas I do have in front of me, but it's the name of Rav Shlomo Zalman, that Rav Shlomo Zalman seems to say that it's better to light a second flame than it is to light the original flame. I put that notation on the page here if you want to see it inside. Call it Kavod. It's the, he says, Mishum the Kibui, he quotes, no, he doesn't quote Rishon Mazam. Yeah, he quotes from Rishon Mazam, and Mishum the Kibui Dome Yoser Lamachshir. The Kibui is more similar to Machshirin as opposed to Bishul. What the halachic status that is, you're welcome to ponder. So what does Rav Moshe do with this thing? So Rav Moshe has another tshuva, Chelek Dalet Simon Kaf Gimel, which you see he writes to Rav Mordechai Tendler, who is his grandson, which probably means that Rav Mordechai Tendler was nagging him with all these people that are asking him, how does Rav Moshe go against the Magen Avraham? So the first thing, the first paragraph, he reiterates his stance, that he says it's a tzorach hatafshil, and therefore it should be mutter. That's the first paragraph. And then he says,
Where are you going? The underline.
That even if you want to say that kibui would be an iser deoraisa, dehula Rabbi Yehuda the Michayev b'malacha she'ain tzricha legufa, sharam posei kavase in perak alaf v'shavas alacha zayin.
Is there right? You mean gram kibui?
Gram, where did I just read?
No, I'm just saying, afilu imgam
kibui hayo aser,
it is.
Afilu imgam kibui hayo aser, okay. Nami ain't tam lahachmer bekibui yoser mimager. Even if you want to say that it is an iser deraisa, you want to say that it is a problem, there is no reason to be more machmir in kibui than there, more machmir in kibui than there would be by havara. I mean, as long as it's for the purpose of food, sorry, chochal nefesh, there's no reason to be this, to be machalik. And then he goes on to even say how the Rambam would agree with him. Okay, you don't want to get into that. And then he goes on and quotes this Rush and says that he doesn't understand where the Magen Avraham got it from. Because if you look at what the Rush actually said, the Rush, and that's the Rush that we quoted here on the page before, the Rush actually said, what would be an Ein Lo Eish with Tzarech Levash, what was the Kedesh? Behind us, the Rush gives an example of how you would save it without doing kibbutz. What is the Rush's example? The Rush's example was you take it off of this flame and put on a different flame. That's not what the Magen Avraham said. What did the Magen Avraham say? The Magen Avraham said to start a new flame right above where we are. Right, the Magen Avraham says kigod sheyachol lasos eish v'malkom acher, to make a flame from another place. Rav Moshe says, I don't understand what the Magen Avraham is saying. I understand where the Magen Avraham got that from. Maybe you can make a claim that the Rush is right. I mean, the Rav Moshe says, of course the Rush is right. To put on a different flame that's lower, of course, is better. Says Rav Moshe Feinstein, but to say that, but Magen Avraham, where did he say that it's better to light a new flame rather than turn down an existing flame? So Me'echi Tesi, why should that be correct? That's not the Magen Avraham doesn't have a source. So then Rav Moshe says, well, okay, now I got to stick up for the Magen Avraham. I mean, Rav Moshe was a nice guy. So what did the Magen Avraham mean? Says Rav Moshe Feinstein. So that is the bottom paragraph here. Tzarech lefarish bekavanas haMagen Avraham shelahaktina ish shebor beitzim berova pamim tzarech lechavus harbe. So Moshe explains that what was the Magen Avraham talking about? That 400 years ago, when the Magen Avraham was alive, they what was going on? To light a flame meant to start there's a flame already existing. So you took a flame and set up a lower flame. That was an easy thing to do. To lower a flame during the time of Magen Avraham, says Rav Moshe, was a difficult process. You had to blow out this and blow out that and blow out the other thing, blow out the other thing. There were many more actions involved in kivoy than there was in than there is in Hamakam Echadash. So the Rush says, to put on another flame is better, right? A flame exists that's lower, do that is better. The Magen Avraham comes along and says, which is, according to Rav Moshe Feinstein now, is a pretty big chiddush. I mean, better light a new flame, because that's going to be easier. That there's going to be less action, there's going to be less melacha violated, not really violated because it's yantif, but there's going to be less melacha acted when you light a new flame that's going to be lower than it would take to extinguish the big flame that's going right now. So Moshe says, okay, that was 400 years ago. Baruch Hashem, we now have stoves, and to lower a flame as it is to raise a flame. And if that's the case, you may as well lower the flame. Right, he concludes, V'alchein b'hagaz sha'avara v'akibui shavin gam la-Magen Avraham. Even according to the Magen Avraham, on a gas stove to light and to lower it would be mutter. Afim v'kibui b'haktanas eish ha-gaz, ein tzarech la-asos eish acher, el yakin ha-gaz sha'akadir omedes lav, gam utzarech dafka la-haktin ha-gaz, shum da'afim hu kivui, hu rak d'rabban al-ur v'ashiz v'vara hu da'oraisa. He says it might even be better to lower the flame, because lowering the flame in worst case scenario, you would only be violating an Issa Durabanan, when while lighting a new flame, you would be violating an Issa Daraisa. Alright? So Adkan, Rav Moshe for now.
And the fact that you can light a candle for other than food, light a Yortzeit candle,
So again, lighting mavir havara is a food related malacha.
Even if it's for lighting a
havara, that's where we say mitoch. Those are where we say the idea that because it's mutter for ochel nefesh, it's mutter for other things.
Oh, so you have to assume that you start off that this is for food.
Well, the category of malacha is a food-related malacha. There's 39 malachas. Some are related to food, some are related to clothing, some are related to carrying, some are, right? So the ones that are related to food, I shouldn't say all of them, some of the malachas related to food are for sure mutter on yantiv, and they're so mutter on yantiv that they're even mutter for non-food items.
Even if you didn't start it for food.
Right.
Even if it wasn't for the purposes. Okay.
Such as lighting a yard sign candle.
All right. So I think until here, this has all been alluded to in the Monday night shiur over the last week or two. So far what we've said is you have a gas stove, and I think Rav Moshe says, I think in this country this is pretty prevalent. I don't know, does anybody know of poskim in America that say that it's better to turn on a new flame than it is to lower a different one? Anybody ever heard of one? Alright. So,
we have electronic starters, so it's impossible.
You
can control the flame without reigniting the starter. Once the flame is on, you can move it without
light a second one.
You can start barreling
a second one. That's what I was referring to.
Can someone give me volume one of the Ribiak books? While they fight it out. Volume one of what? In the dining room. Volume one of the Ribiak books. So in the Piskei Sefer Piskei Chus, he quotes a whole slew of poskim that seem to assume like the simple reading of the Magen Avraham. Shlomo Zalman is quoted on that. Shlomo Zalman is quoted on that list. Yeah. Okay. So this is all mamish. This is all about being mechame, all about turning down, right? This has all been a discussion about directly turning down. Okay, there's a Mishnah in Shabbos, however, that says the following. Rabbi Shimon ben Nanas Omer, porson or shel gedi al gavi sheda teva umigdal she'achaz behenes ha'avir, that if you have...
10,
source number 10. Page number 3, source number 10, that Rav Shimon ben Nanas says that you can put put this leather thing on top of a chest or a briefcase or these things that have caught fire, right? You could put a thing on top of it and that will cause it to ultimately extinguish. Mifnei shehu mecharech. Because it will, what is mechar? It will singe the object. Okay. But osin mechitza b'chol hakelim. And now, if you have a fire, it also says that you can make a mechitza with all kelim. Bein melein bein rikanim, whether they are full or whether they are empty. Bishvil shelo tavor hadleika. So what are we doing here? You have a fire that's threatening to spread. Right, so you're allowed to surround the fire with water, with vessels containing water, so that when the fire reaches those vessels, the vessel will explode, or it won't explode, it will just stop the flame from moving on, and that will cause the flame to be extinguished. Again, this is Masechta Shabbos, this is on Shabbos. Same Malay Bekan Bishul Shalot Tavor Hadleika. Rabbi Yossi Oser Bekli Cheres Chadashim Malay in Maim. Rabbi Yossi Asers new Kli Cheres that are filled with water. They won't be able to handle heat, and they're going to break, and all the water is going to come out. However, without getting into the Gemara, has a long discussion about who holds what. We paskin like the Chachamim. Bein Malei and Bein Rikanim, whether they're full or whether they're empty, one is permitted to put things in the way. Why? Because you are not extinguishing the fire. The fire is extinguishing the fire. This is a classic case of grama, right? The fire is spreading, and then when the fire reaches that spot where it's going to hit the kalim, and the kalim is going to pop open, and the water is going to come out and extinguish the fire, right? So the fire will then be extinguished, but not by your cause, rather by cause of grama.
What's the difference between denying the fire oxygen by covering it with this thing and denying it of oxygen? There's also the oxygen, whatever is inside is available, gets burnt. And then there's a grama issue there as well.
So there might not be a distinction. I'm not sure. There might not be a distinction. Or the other thing I would say is that with the fire in a way could continue burning without... Yeah, without extending. The fire, you're directly causing the fire to be extinguished.
It immediately is going to get smaller because it immediately the percentage of oxygen is smaller when you cover it.
Okay, well, if that's correct, I'm not sure that's correct though. If you have a candle in the middle of the table and you take a huge bowl and put it on top,
it's to a smaller degree, but it's theoretically the same.
All right, well, we'll see. Your question is not going to be exactly yours, but that's what we're going to get into now. Okay, just to show you, that's how we pass.
Oxygen is
fed
constantly.
Well, then it's not going to be a keyboy.
So it's not going to be a
keyboy. You're closing it. So the very first instant is a slower percentage of oxygen. And it gets smaller.
Not necessarily.
I don't think you're
going to have to be right near the flame. So we have to run away.
Okay. Mark's question we gotta work on, but let's move on. So the Shulchan Aruch writes,
why can't you deprive it of oxygen? Because it's going to take a few minutes for the oxygen to get used up and extinguish the flame.
The answer may become
more direct than here. Here
the answer may become apparent. We may be able to use the answers there. We're going to come across the answer to Mark's question as well. Okay, so just to demonstrate, this is how we paskin. This is the Alach and Shulchan Aruch Tevash Alach if you're allowed to put the skin on top, you're allowed to make a separation with all the vessels, even if it's clay and filled with a new clay and filled with water, that's shavada yisbaku, that most certainly is going to break shagia lehamad lake when the fire reaches it, de gram kibui mutter. Because gram kibui is mutter, the Ramah adds pretty important words, b'makom pseida, meaning when there is a loss involved, meaning you can't just go around doing grama, I feel like going to sleep now, let me do some grumma to turn the light off. I'm not sure what it is, but mishum makom pseida, in order to save you from loss, it becomes permissible. Okay.
Sleep is a loss.
Yeah, well, so
silver pots and silver pots.
And what and what is a pseida? So that is we will talk about that. So Tosfos and the Rush are both bothered with the following question. So Tosfos on Beis Adav Chaf Beis Amarav, this was in the original Meir Makoma, so is the Rush, says, well, hold on a second. Why is it that in Shabbos, in the Gemara in Shabbos, it is permissible to put these vessels around the flame so that it will burn out? As opposed to in our case, what was the case we started with? Hanosin shemen bener chay mishum mavir, v'hamistapik mimenu chay mishum machabe. If you remove oil, it's chayev mishum machabe. If you remove oil, you're chayev because of extinguishing. Why are you chayev because of extinguishing? Right? All you're doing is removing oil. Why is removing oil any different than setting up vessels surrounding the fire so that the fire will ultimately extinguish? They both seem to be cases of grama. No. No. So that's the kasha that the Rishonim are bothered with. And there's two main answers, and then I'd like to suggest a third answer. Really, it's not my suggestion. It's one of the Rishonim's answers. I'm just not sure why it's not... why everyone knows about two answers and not this third answer. But anyways, so says Tosfos. Tosfos explains. The answer is not because, the reason why this is prohibited is not because you're causing it to extinguish faster. The lo havi el gram kiboy, because it's only gram kiboy, the gram kiboy biyom tov shari, and gram kiboy an yantiv is mutter. Now, this is talking about Shabbos. Why? Okay. Gram kiboy bi yom tov shari. I originally learned yantiv because I knew this Tosfos, and then I see it's quoted in Hilchos Shabbos. I mean, that case is talking about Shabbos, right? Maybe yantiv shari. Af pishu mar kibuyu v'Shabbos nami eino chayev, and on Shabbos also. Oh, very good. And on Shabbos also, you're not chayev. Okay, thanks for saving me. On Shabbos also, you're not chayev, and the Gemara said chayev. What?
It's not chayev, but wherever it says chayev, it's chayev on Chatos.
Right. Exactly. The Gemara says you're chayev, meaning you're chayev a d'oraisa. You're chayev the malacha of kibui. And here we're saying that it seems like it should only be a gram kibui, and a gram kibui at worst is only a derabanan. That's the kash of Tosus. Elahainu timer, rather, this is the reason here. Hold ba'osa shah shehu mistafik imena mechabiksas. That at that time when you're removing oil, and I don't know what this means, but this is what Tosus says, you are causing the flame itself to go down. Umechasa orodul yachulan hurikulehai. And it's not going to be able to shine as brightly. Ki'ika shemen muat be'er. Because there is less oil in the thing. I don't know what Tosus is talking about.
That is... I don't either.
Okay.
I mean, that makes sense to the other case that we were talking about.
Yeah.
Yeah. Put the over it.
Yeah. Yeah.
But
yes.
Here it doesn't.
Yeah, yeah. The salvage place was the stomachs. When you're dealing, mamish, with the nair itself, there, it's you're directly involved.
Yeah, but that's not what the Gemara was talking
about.
But here, you're just putting pots around the flame. You're not dealing directly...
No, that's not what Tosu said.
He's going to your point of where you asked Luz. Luz saying that anytime you take away, you cover something, out goes the...
It goes down.
What happens if I put a house around it?
Right.
That could affect it. See, he's saying a nair physically has oil.
But it's not true. When we have an oil lamp that we use on Hanukkah, and you suck it, you take a straw and suck out some of the oil from that lamp.
You see it every Shabbos. When you have a candle, it's as bright when the candle is this big as when it's this big.
Right.
It's just as bright.
Right.
You've removed half the paraffin.
So right. I don't know.
You know what it might be?
It really would depend.
You know what it might be? It might be
candle lights.
It might be that Tosus's candles, Tosus's lights, they were surrounded, and when it's higher, it gets more oxygen. When you take out,
not the human perception.
No. I think Luz might have
something.
I think it does.
If the wick is not submerged,
it
would be dimmer.
I like what Luz is saying.
Find out the reality of what they're really.
Okay, so we're not finding out the reality right now. What's important for Arper, I think the reality is correct. If that's really the case, that it was floating, and now you're lowering it down into a thing, the flame would go down.
That makes
sense. I don't know if it's true or not, but the principle.
Luz clearly thought it happened.
Right.
Yeah.
I did look around. I didn't see anybody say any more than what is on this Tosus in front of you, in terms of a description of what exactly was going on. It could be it's out there. All are entitled to go take a look. But
we have personal experience. Every Shabbos, every other, we have personal experience.
Tosfos is answering a problem here. Right? Tosfos has to deal with the following issue. Why is it that here it seems like Grama is Aser? It's an Iser D'Oraisa. And why by Shabbos is an Iser D'Rabbanim? So Tosfos' answer is, without getting into the Metzias, without getting into the Metzias, Tosfos' answer is that in our case, the flame is diminishing slightly. Right now, how that works and why it's possible and what exactly is the scenario in the Metzius that Tosus is dealing with, I don't have the time to deal with right now. I've already been going on for 47 minutes, and it's getting past my bedtime. But the reality is unclear. But the din of what Tosus is saying is clear. The din that Tosus is saying is that it's only Gram Kiboy when it's not going to happen right away. But when it's going to happen right away, when as soon as you do it, it's going to cause an effect. So that's out of the realm of Groma, and now it's an Issa D'Oraisa. That's the din, the halal that Tosus is saying. And Tosus comes along and says, and therefore it looks like kiboy. From here it's permissible to take the wax candle gedola and you chop off a part from the bottom. If you cut off the bottom of the candle, you're not doing anything to the flame. The flame is going to look exactly the same. So Tosfos here says it's mutter to cut off the bottom of the flame. Okay?
So he's saying that there is no difference between
a wax candle. Cut off the bottom of a wax candle. Not a flame, the candle. Yeah.
It doesn't matter. What he's saying in effect is that a candle with half amount of paraffin is just as bright as when it's a full candle.
Correct.
So that you're not losing any flame.
No, but Tosfos, you can't argue on Tosfos's facts. Tosfos is setting up facts. The fact is that when you cut off the bottom of a candle, the light remains the same. When you siphon off some of the oil, the flame does not remain the same.
He's
tilting the oil away. The oil needs to be absorbed up into the wick to burn. It has longer to go if you're taking oil out and it doesn't burn as
well. Right, so I didn't read it as he's tilting the oil.
You're siphoning it. Pressure of pushing the
big right, needs to be, that's like an asthma.
Whatever the forces are that bring the oil up the wick, it depends on how much oil there is. Same thing if I put a little bit of an onion in a room that smells, but a gigantic amount.
Let's experiment.
Okay, so all our.
I don't know if Kelsey's going to notice this, but there is a difference.
I don't know. The Metzius, I don't want to get into now. The din, I think, is very clear. The din is that if something happens right away, according to Tosos, it's not called grama.
Yeah, but if you have a principle, and as long as that as long as you're describing that principle, fine. You can say you can say that the candle the candle is not as bright, and there's some aspect of kibui. But if that's not if that principle doesn't describe the reality, then
you can construct the reality where Tosus's case does happen. So Luz did a pretty good job of constructing such a reality, right? The reality he constructed was that right now the flame is on top of the cup. If you take off oil, it's going to go beneath the cup, and that's going to cause the flame to go down a little bit. So he constructed a reality where Tosfos's din would hold true.
After.
Maybe. So all can come to mind.
Any altering of the flame, but with a candle, it's a flame is a constant.
You can all come in my shiroom in TA, where I give shir every day, except for Thursdays, is the lab, is the bio lab. So all are, I call it the Talmud lab. All are invited to come to the Talmud lab, and we could experiment this tomorrow morning.
Okay.
So the Rush, however, gives a very different answer. The Rush's answer is, the Rush goes through the entire story here. You don't have to read the entire story, but he asks the same question and gives a different answer. Hilkach nirali. This is the answer that the Rush gives. Hilkach nirali. Taima demistapik min haner mishum shememaher kibuyev. The reason why taking from the candle is because you're quickening the kibuy. Va'aprabanan the Rabbi Yossi modi b'haigram kibuy dechayiv. And even though the Rabbanan the Rabbi Yossi said even if they would say
in this case certainly Rabbanan agreed.
The Rabbi Yossi modi b'haigram kibuy dechayiv. And the Rabbanan would agree in this case that you're chayiv. Why? The adkan lo pligi hasam el mishum de'enu nogeya b'davar hadolik el osa davar chutzala. Because until this point, the Rabbanan only said it in a case where it doesn't, where the grumma that you're setting up isn't touching the fire. Ela osa davar chutzalo hagori mesakibui. Rather, you're doing something outside that's going to cause kibui kishetagia sham hadlega. Meaning the fire is here, and the thing is here. So the fire is coming. As soon as it's here, then it's going to extinguish the entire thing. But the thing that I set up is outside of the fire. However, aval hacha shemen v'hapsila shtehen gormin es hadlika. But here, the shemen and the psila, they're both causing the dleika. It's already involved. And if you take away one of them, you're chayav. And that's the reason why putting in shemen is also a problem, because you're lengthening the havara. I mean, what's going on here? The fire is already claimed. The oil is already claimed by the fire. Right, the fire said, you can't take my oil away. I already called the oil. The oil is going to me. Right, if you're going to take away the oil, you're actually affecting the fire. You're not affecting the flame. You are affecting the fire itself, and therefore not everybody agrees, but therefore the Rishonim say within the Rush that cutting off the bottom of the candle is Asur as well. So it goes Ashi here quotes in the shame of the Urza Ruah, Bechin Lachtuch Min Haner Shel Shava, Bishasha Hudolik is also, the first case is also Asur. It's also Asur. What does he say about Grama? He says Grama is an Isser, either an Isser Derabanan or perhaps Mutter An Yantif. But this, by saying this isn't grama. If you're a grama is only setting up something outside. I put in my water over here. But if I'm taking oil out from something that was already being called for the fire, that's not grama. That's changing the fire. That's changing the fire itself.
When you live in an apartment building, and you want to draw hot water on Shabbos even. You want to draw, and then they say, okay, you can draw hot water because you've got a 3,000 gallon tank instead of a 40 gallon tank. And the chances are that when you turn on the hot water, it's not necessarily the
okay.
You're not necessarily going to affect a 3,000 gallon tank.
Okay.
You can draw off a gallon without causing that 3,000 gallon tank to go off.
Okay.
The Rush wouldn't agree.
Right.
The Rush wouldn't agree.
No, I'm not sure the Rush wouldn't agree. I'm not sure the Rush wouldn't agree.
No, it's the same thing with the candle. The wrong.
Isn't that an issue of grammar? Isn't that really the same thing here?
No.
It's not the same thing?
No. Our case in Beitza is that you have a flame that's going...
The flame is separate.
You have my wick is coming out of my oil thing, and now I take water out. So me taking water out, the flame already called the water.
Oil.
This is oil. This is right. It looks like water. It's the clean oil. Right? So it's already called. So therefore, says the Rush, the Chiddush of the Rush is that that's not called a grumma anymore. Grum is only if I set up something separate from the fire. But here I'm setting something up within the fire. I'm taking away something from the fire. And therefore that's Asur as well.
Even the candle.
What?
Even the candle.
So even the candle would be a problem as well. Exactly. The candle would be Asur as well because the wax is claimed by the candle already. The wax has already been claimed by the flame. Everybody hear that? So how do we pask in between the Rush and Tosfos? This is a little bit unclear, but it doesn't really quote, but Shulchan Aruch does quote the idea of a Shava. It does quote the idea of the candle. That's source for number 14. Near Shel Shava Shirotz La'adliku B'yomtov V'chasel L'Shelo Yisarev Kulo. You want to light this candle on Yontif, but yet, Nebuch, you don't want to light the whole thing. Yachol Litein Sevivo Kodim She'adlikenu Davar Hamonea Milisarev. You could put something around it before you light it, something that will keep it from burning.
He doesn't say
kabet. What?
He doesn't say kabet.
Right, exactly. B'inyan sheyichabe kishiyagia sham, so that it will burn, so that it will extinguish when it reaches that point. The Rambam says v'yish matim lachtok near shel shava ba'or. Some permit you to light the candle, to cut the candle with a fire. Tavin shemadlikim gam lematik ve'elektzar v'chein noag. And some people do that. I mean, they light the candle from underneath in order so that it will burn faster. Aval aydei sachin aser, but to use a knife is aser. Why is using a knife aser? So says the Mishnah Brura, because it's because you are causing a tikkun kli, because you're causing a second candle to exist. If you cut off the bottom of a candle, you're causing a second candle. So that's aser, says the Mishnah Brura, which would not seem to say that we hold like the Rush or Tosfos. That seems to be a totally different reason. However, if you look in the Beis Yosef itself, in the Beis Yosef, gosh, I brought the wrong Beis Yosef. I'm totally off. I put it down. I'm sorry. If you look in the Beis Yosef itself, the Beis Yosef itself says that why is it prohibited to cut the candle? So he says the kevach asa ma'ase b'shavu psila chashiv mechabe. The aser, that to cut the wick and the wax and the candle underneath is considered prohibition of mechaba, and it's aser. Implying what? Implying that the Shulchan Aruch at least holds like the Rush against Tosfos. Okay, so now the fact that we hold like the Rush against Tosfos, so by the way, perhaps that could be why it's prohibited to put a vessel on top, because the air is all claimed by the candle already. I mean, you're cutting off something that's owned by the oil. Now, you might not like that based on what we're about to say. Okay. So, Rav Pendler...
The Rishayim have now introduced the oxygen element. It's always the fuel with this.
You got to take a look at the Kofet Kli. I saw it briefly. I didn't put it down. Okay, so Rav Tendler, the journal Beis Yitzchak. Beis Yitzchak is a journal put out by Yeshiva University or Yeshivas Reading Yitzchak Chanan. If you want, there's another fascinating article in this edition, Be'inyan Simchas Yantiv by Yonah Naftali Gross. But more famous than that article, more famous than that article is an article that appears a little bit earlier by Rav Moshe David Tendler, Be'er Be'inyan Kivoy Eish B'Tanur Gaz B'Yantiv. Now the reason why it appeared before Yonah Gross's article is not just because it appears 50 pages earlier, but it also appeared 34 editions earlier. This was the 50th anniversary of the original printing of the Beis Yitzchak, and they reprinted an article from the early Beis Yitzchak, and the yeshiva was learning Beitza that year, so they printed this article from Rav Tendler. So Rav Tendler quotes this Machlokas, Tosfos and the Rush, and at the end of it he says like this. He says, the Rush has been mechadish something very, very impressive. What the Rush has said is that when you have a candle, and the candle has wax, or the candle has gas, or the candle has oil, whatever has been called by the candle, if you take that away, that is no longer grumma, that is already mechadish. That is already kibbutz, right? Everybody got that? That's what the Rush says. So comes Rav Tendler and says, now let me ask you something. Gas going into a stove. What is the status of gas going into the stove? So he writes, "Benugeil she'elasein v'vaday hagaz shehu munach b'shvoferes b'kompani." That the gas that is in the pipe that is owned by the company surely is not already called by that fire. So says Rav Tendler, so if you cut off the gas going into the stove, that gas is not called by the fire yet. So if the gas isn't called by the fire yet, so therefore it's only gram kibbutz, and then it should go back to the
explosion. That's what Rav Tendler is talking about. That answers it for us today.
Well, hold on. It answers the Rush. He answers Tosfos also. Let's just get the answer for the Rush.
Already.
What?
The gas is in
but
the
it's coming
oven.
From some tank 40 miles away.
But
no. Let's just get to Rav Tendler's
session. It's not in your possession yet. It's not even in your house yet.
Of course, the meter already.
Let's get to Rav Tendler's pshat, and then you can destroy it. Rav Tendler's pshat is there's no way to say what gas is part of the flame and which gas is not part of the flame. So Rav Tendler says, I'm going to use that as a kula. If the gas is not how do I say that the gas is not part of the flame? How do I prove that the gas is not part of the flame yet? Because if I turn off the gas, the flame goes out. it's constructed so that only the gas by the flame is required by the flame, and any gas that's not there is not considered part of the flame. Now, before Rabbi Cohn jumps on Rav Tendler, I'll tell you a little bit more of the Torah Sheval Peh. The Torah Sheval Peh is, I remember, and this I'm not sure, I'm afraid to put this on tape, but if anybody is listening and wants to look up in the YU library at the original Beis Yitzchak, where Rav Tendler is quoted in that Beis Yitzchak, you have it? So look it up. I seem to remember looking it up myself that year, and I seem to remember Rav Tendler saying that he talked to his father-in-law about it. I think. Rav Tendler himself concludes, his father-in-law is Rav Moshe Feinstein. Rav Tendler himself says this is only to understand the facts, but it isn't halacha lemaisa, but there is a little bit of Torah Sheval Peh. The Torah Sheval Peh is source number 17. Source number 17 is a tshuva that Rav Moshe has, trying to define the status of our stoves, not the Gabe Yantip, but rather the Gabe Shabbos. Well, what's that? Is it considered like it could be a blech already? Is it, what exactly? It's a long tshuva. I do not claim to have read the entire thing, but I did find the key line. Uvedavar lahachtin, the key line for our purposes. Uvedavar lahachtin eish hagaz b'yantiv. About turning down the gas on yantiv. Im adif mimechabe legamri. Is it better than, is there any difference between turning down the gas and the melacha of ki boy? I don't see a reason why it's any better. What's the difference between turning it down and kibbutz? The Baktan who Gamki Mechaba was lowering it is also Mechaba, Kemo Mechaba Legamri, just like Mechaba Legamri. However, he adds in some very intriguing words. V'yesh etzli chiddush gadol. However, in this area, I do have a big chiddush. V'einu rotza lichsov ze bichsav. But I don't want to put it in writing. And and supposedly, I did not just hear this within the YU circles, but I also heard this from a tape I was listening to Rav Rudinsky, that those that are in the mishpacha of, you know, those in the Feinstein family seem to assume that this is the idea he was talking about. And there is edus, and there is testimony that Rav Tendler claims. This is the only thing you can just ask Rav Tendler. But Rav Tendler claims that he was in by his father-in-law once for Yontif, and his father-in-law wanted to have a cup of tea, and he turned on the stove in order to make his cup of tea, and as soon as the water was boiled, he turned off the stove. Right. That is the easiest, that is... The testimony I got today was that he turned it off.
So someone told me he was at Rav Moshe's house that
To turn it off completely when you have a pilot light is turning it off completely.
He says right here.
he says
right here it doesn't matter in black and white, as he does say.
Because of the pilot light.
No. He says, look, I would say, you know what, a heifer just to turn down the flame is good enough for me. I'll take that. But I am nervous.
The pot is on.
Yeah, but he's saying it doesn't matter. Look at the thing. Because it doesn't matter.
I know.
When I was turned on to this article, so I was learning Beitza and Yeshiva, I was in Rav Schechter's here. Rav Schechter did not, he brought up this article as a straw man to knock it down. I looked all over for my notes from his Ethos Beitza, they're mysteriously missing. I can't find my notes from his Ethos Beitza. I called a couple of people that were in shir with me that year today, and they didn't seem to recall the Shtickle Torah, but I will. I'm sorry, one more piece. And even if you want to hold like Tosfos, if Tendler says, I could even answer according to Tosfos. Because according to Tosfos, what's Tosfos's argument? Tosfos's argument is that it happens right away. It looks like it happens right away. Okay. So when you take off out the oil, the flame goes down right away. Right? That's Tosfos's argument. So says Rav Tendler, he says, yeah, but you need a little bit more than that. You're going to kill me for this. I'm afraid to say it even. How much time do we have? You're not going to like this. Rav Tendler said that if you, that Mishnah in Shabbos that says you're allowed to put the vessels around the fire, it never says there how far away the vessels have to be. Alright, so even if the flame is right there and you put the fire right next to the flame such that right away the vessel opens up and extinguishes the fire, Tendler says it. He thinks that that's okay. There's nothing wrong with that.
Yeah,
so as long as you're still, you don't have time, okay. So as long as you still,
no,
as long as you,
like
not as long,
you that's keep according to Tosfos.
So Rav Tendler says you need both. Rav Tendler says Rav Tendler says even within Tosfos you still need the answer of the Rush. For it to be mutter, it has to be separate, which Rav Tendler says it is. Meaning the oil, the gas that's still in the pipe is considered a separate entity, and also it could be right away as long as it is a separate entity. That's what Rav Tendler wants to say. Now my taina. The taina on this is that's a pretty interesting read in the Rush. I mean, very nice that you want to be as makel as possible and say that as soon as the gas is mamish about to be lit, it's not considered set aside for fire. I'll say the opposite. I'll say that it goes on as long as it's not in the house yet. It's not. It already is set aside for to be used for the fire. I mean, when I turn on my fire on, it's usable the olam vayim. So all the gas that go, at least that's in my house, is usable, is already set aside for the purposes of lighting for that flame. I mean, I'm nervous to say that you could turn off the flame right next to the flame and say that right next to the flame and say that all of that gas is really not was not miyuchad for the flame at that point. Who says to be matir as much as he's being matir? That is a That is an interesting, that is, I don't know, that I think why most people don't assume like that part of Rav Moshe. I mean, I think in this country we assume like the Torah Shebichsav of Rav Moshe, the Torah Shebichsav, which is that you're allowed to lower the flame of Tzorich HaChol Nefesh, but to lower the flame because you're done using it, so that, I don't think the minhag is to hold like that part of Rav Moshe. Okay? So,
where does he say that only when the pot is on it you can lower it? Once you remove the pot, you can't lower it.
Where does Rav Moshe say? Rav Moshe says, "Letzorech hachila." Rav Moshe said, "Letzorech chol nefesh."
Because in our house, that's what we do, only when the pot is on the flame. But once the pot is removed, you can't burn it.
Right. So that's the Torah Shebichsav. The Torah Shebichsav is even more. Yes, Robert.
The Metzias. In Eretz Yisrael is different from the Tzitzis, at least it used to be.
Yeah.
Probably with all these other things written.
So what,
you did not have a balloon which went 40 miles to some gas source. You had the pipe which was connected to your own balloon right outside. So you could not tie that. It's connected to whatever, and therefore it's not the same because it's right here and it's limited.
Yeah,
like a gas grill here.
Well, yeah. So, like a gas grill here. So that might be a difference in the seas, and therefore maybe that's why the.
Well, that's part of the problem. What I would be willing to mock here within the logic of Rav Tendler is you could turn off the gas line going into the house. Right? You can turn off the gas line going to the house. Now, I could hear you even answering that. Right? You could even say, well, who says? What do you mean? There's a flowing gas line that goes into the house and then into your stove. Why are you even allowed to ask for the gas line going to your house? But maybe closing the gas line going into your house.
Well, that gas might have gone to your neighbor. That wasn't designated for your thing.
Okay. All right. Interesting. Okay. But the whether it becomes more machmir because you're using a barbecue... within this space, yes, I'm not sure why you would say it's the same. I'm not within Rav Tendler. Oh, there's a time limit? I don't know if there's a time limit. All right, well, better hop on. Okay, well on my watch, it's an hour 10. Okay. So just to finish up, I would add that there was a. There we go. In the 50s in Eretz Yisrael, I got word today, Rav Nassim Tzvi Friedman, who was the Mizrahi Rav in Bnei Brak, permitted it in the Tshuvas Netzer Matai. That's what I wanted to print out, but we didn't get to print out. I did look it up, though. He does matter turning off the gas on, yes, for similar reasons that Rav Tendler writes. And he was completely ostracized by these three people. Yosef Tzvi Alevi, Pinchas, Rav Pinchas Epstein, Rav Yosef Tzvi Alevi, and Rav Shmuel Alevi Vazner, all saying that Usser and other... assorted things. I and Sham.
But they didn't say that about Rav Moshe. They said the same thing.
Well, Rav Moshe only said it. That's perhaps why Rav Moshe didn't want to put it to print.
Yeah. No, but he says in print. No,
he was even. They were talking about even lowering the flame. They were talking about even turning out the flame. Okay, now I want to think. I think that lowering is a problem for another reason. The Mordechai. In Shabbos, when he talks about this halacha, reads as follows. The Mordechai in the back here, now let's just say how I got to this Mordechai. The way I got to this Mordechai is that the Ramah that we quoted before, that says that you're allowed to cover and you're allowed to put all the things around it, you're allowed to do all that different kind of stuff, so that Ramah says, b'makom pseida, right, where in a makom, when there's going to be a loss. So where does he get it from? So he quotes it from the Mordechai, and the Darkei Moshe says a little bit better, quotes a little bit more about the Mordechai, and then if you look up the Mordechai itself, says that afil bi yomtov lo sharinan gram kiboy, that even on yontif gram kiboy is prohibited lechatchila el b'makom hezek, unless it's a place of damage dafka. V'hochi ka'amar b'beitza, and that's pshat in the Gemara in Beitza. The Gemara in Beitza says, "Ein mechavin habikas k'day lachom aleha." v'mishvil shalei sashin abayso akadera mutter. That you're not allowed to turn down the flame because, you know, just to have less flame to that it won't burn down, so your house won't burn down, so then maybe, or to save your pot, so then maybe it's mutter. But to just save the oil, the Mordechai seems to say that that's aser, and this Mordechai is quoted l'alacha. This Mordechai is quoted l'alacha in Shabbos. That's the reason. That's the only source for why the gram kibui as aser is mutter only b'makom seiga. It's only because of that Mordechai. Now, it's only because of that Mordechai. So therefore, the turning down should be aser only. Should be mutter only b'makom pseida. Now, full disclosure is that the Shar HaTzion in Siman Tav Kuf Yudalid, not available on the Bar Ilan, the Shar HaTzion in Siman Tav Kuf Yudalid quotes that Ramah and says, Be'emes osa haga ein lo makor, that haga doesn't have a source. I don't understand what that means. The Darki Moshe, I don't get it. He says, the Mordechai, I don't understand why it means it doesn't have a source.
Maybe the Gemara that he had, the Mordechai got
in
the
hand
of the source.
Right.
So
he had
the sources.
Yeah, but this is the Mishnah Berurah. This is the Shar HaTzion. The Mishnah Berurah doesn't have a dark Moshe?
No. The Mordechai.
The Mordechai only said. You're right. The Mordechai. Let's just see. The Mordechai in that. What simon is it in the. What simon are we at in the? No. In Shabbos, it's Shin Lamed Dalet. Sorry, Shin Lamed Dalet. The Darkei Moshe is the Gram Kibui Lo Shari El B'Makom Hezeka V'Abalo Hezeka Afilu B'Yom Tovaser. Very good. The Darkei Moshe only says that it's only Mutter B'Makom Hezeka. He doesn't give pshat, but in the Mordechai itself, he gives pshat. Thank you very much. In the Mordechai itself, he gives pshat. That pshat, that's his the way he understands the Gemara. The Gemara in Shabbos that says you're allowed to extinguish by way of Grumma. When is that permissible? That's permissible when the house is going to burn down, so then we're going to matir grama. But the Gemara in Beitza, where it says where all we're concerned about is saving a little bit of oil, and we're saying we're asering grama there. Why are we asering grama there? Because it's not a pseid, it's not a hezek. The Mordechai uses the lashon of hezek. It's not a language of hezek. So how do we distinguish? How do you separate? At what point do you say something is hezek, and at what point do you say something is not hezek? I mean, I could say, well, what do you mean? I'm losing all of that gas. Can you imagine what my gas bill is going to look like? Was Rabbi, you make me leave my stove on over all of Yontif, and you make me leave it over on high if I'm not smart enough to want the pot to simmer for a little bit? You know what? So I think perhaps the distinction is that pseid is planned, and Ezekah is not planned. Right? I thought of today, I'm not sure, but I think the distinction is that Pseida is planned, that Pseida, the idea of Makom Hesed is that, that Hezek, the idea, what the Mordechai was saying, is that the case that Gemara and Shabbos are talking about, where it's not planned, your house is going to burn down otherwise, you didn't plan for that. But in our case, to Lichachila set it up so that I have a lot of oil, and then when I'm done, I'm just going to take away a little bit of oil. To set that up, Lichachila, before Yontif, to set up the mechanism like that before Yontif, and then to use that over the course of Yontif and Shabbos, so I think that's a problem. That's why I'm not so comfortable with this with the Torah of Alper Rav Moshe. So to conclude, I think the Torah of Chsav Rav Moshe, to turn down the flame for the purposes of heating something else up, is mutter. But to turn down the flame just in order to save the gas, that is a problem. And just to cover my bases at the end, I put on the article about the controversial Star K Shabbos mode oven. If one wants to see all about the controversy, the article from Yeshiva World News is still available online. However, the Kol Kore is not. But what he does write in the middle, right? Does anybody here have a Star K?
Yeah.
You got them, right? So you have the good ones or the bad ones. He has category one, category two, right? Category one is the controversial ones. Those are the ones where they set up the switch so that you could even use electricity on Yontif, because electricity is only working by way of grama.
No,
so that's not yours. That's yours. You only have Shabbos mode that it won't turn off after 12 hours.
Right.
The original Shabbos mode. So my parents went to all that when they redid their kitchen. They got the top of the line Shabbos mode where the entire screen goes blank over the course of Yontif, and you could actually turn the button. buttons up and Rav Heinemann claims you're allowed to turn the buttons up and down on the shot. You're allowed to raise the heat and lower the heat. So that is a big controversy, because whether Grumma at all exists in those circumstances is the question. Also, whether Grumma exists within the context of electricity is a big kashmas. So electricity is not an isser of Bishel. It's not an isser of Mavir. It's probably not an isser of Kivui. Rather, it's an isser of Bona. Whether Grumma could help for Bona, so that I think is a controversy. I wasn't able to find the full sources for those over the course of today.
The system is already working.
You're setting up.
Right.
I know, but for Shabbos, you can use it once. That's, I think, the story.
What are you Bona?
Well, electricity, you're building a circuit. That's the right. So what's going on here is a good kasha. Okay, but the one thing I would
we don't know about electricity, therefore we are
circuit. Okay, but the one thing I do want to point out from these articles is that some people just aren't right for these Shabbos models. The set temperature can be raised or lowered on Yontif, but not on Shabbos for cooking purposes at any time. I mean, some people think that I could turn it on and I could turn it off. So says. Why does he clearly say you're only, even though the raising and lowering it, you're only using Grumma supposedly. But according to Rav Heinemann, you're only using Grumma. But even though you're only using Grumma, the only time you're allowed to lower it, the only time you're allowed to do Kivoy is for cooking purposes only, and not just to serve on electricity or gas or whatever else you're using.
It says that to my wife.
Yeah, this is the introduction right here. All right, Adka and Yeshikoa.
Is that halacha?
Is that a delay? That's why.
That's from the Star Cube website.
What?
Yeah,
no.